And this is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A fire is burning between Lawson and Empire in Clear Creek County, just off a frontage road for I-70. Evacuation orders have been issued for the nearby Western Inn Trailer Court. Meanwhile, Denver International Airport says its operations have mostly stabilized after the global tech outage overnight. There are nearly 900 delays and over 120 cancellations so far today. Travelers Jenna and Lucas, who did not share their last names, said the outage did make them consider a backup plan.
We could technically drive to our destination, but it would just be 20 hours.
28 hours.
But we're going to spend a week there, so we were like, well, it'd be worth it if they're just going to cancel it, but then we started tracking our plane, saw that it was in the air. So once it got on the way here, we were like, okay, we'll probably get on it.
Their flight ended up being delayed by almost 2 hours. Boulder is among six cities announced today as finalists in a bid to become the new home of the Sundance Film Festival. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart has more.
The Sundance Film Festival's contract with Park City is up for renewal in 2027. The festival may remain in Utah, but it's also considering other options. If Colorado can land the deal, Sundance will create new jobs, increase winter tourism, and help to elevate the state's creative industries. Members of the selection committee will visit the finalists in the coming weeks. A decision is expected in early 2025. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
And up right now at CPR.org, two more bird flu cases have been confirmed in Colorado. This is CPR News.